Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am your host. And wow, what a great show we've got for you today. Fasten your seatbelts, because I entered the world of that Jane Velez Mitchell put together in her book, Addict Nation. And what does it mean to be an addict? And so this show today has been an incredible eye-opener. Let's just call it a shake 'em up and wake 'em up call for all of us, because today you're going to take a journey with us with this incredible, incredible author, reporter, you name it. She is taking a very powerful message out into the world. She is a noted television news journalist, and now this book is on my top 10 must reads for 2011. And you know, she's on the scene on I'm telling you, it's fired up. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. But I will tell you something about Jane in this book. If you're not looking deep within about the behavior that you have in your life and asking yourself, why the heck am I stuck? I don't know what book is going to do it for you. Jane, thank you for joining us here today. I mean, you got all fired up in this book, didn't you?
Yeah, well, this is also an outgrowth of my show Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell, which is on HLN, 7 p.m. Eastern every day. And we discuss water cooler subjects. And so a lot of crime, a lot of celebrity scandal. Almost every one of these stories boils down to addiction. We are living in an addict nation. It's not just the rich and famous. It's not just the murderers. It's everybody. We're all doing things addictively, and all addiction results in incomprehensible demoralization and bad things happening. So in our culture, this is the first time in human history that people are bombarded with thousands of images every day, TV, radio, billboards, pop-ups that tell them, you are incomplete until you buy this, until you wear this, until you drive this, until you eat this. You must eat this. You must drive this. You must wear this. You must buy this. Over and over and over again, bombarding us with this sense that these things, that we can consume our way to happiness, that we can consume our way to sexiness, that we can consume our way to status, that we can consume our way to love, and it's all a big fat lie. Happiness is an inside job. There is not one single thing you can eat or consume or buy or wear or drive or own that's going to make you happy over the long term. It may give you a jolt of pleasure, but you often have to pay long-term consequences. So America is getting fat. Two-thirds of us are overweight or obese. We're in debt. We're popping too many pills. We've got so much stuff that self-storage units are popping up all over the country, like pimples, because we have no place to put all the crap that we buy that we don't need. We're destroying the environment with our plastic bags and our unnecessary water bottles and all the junk that we buy that's completely unnecessary. And it's not making us any happier. It's making us miserable, as all addiction ultimately does. And that's why we end up taking antidepressants, which we're also addicted to.
And, you know, and what you're saying in the book and what you're talking about right now, Jane, is so incredible, because all we need is that little hint that we need that next thing. And we are right there online or at the store faster, as my mom would say, than you could shake a stick at it.
Yeah, and the thing is, people are trying to figure out, how can I simplify my life? How can I, my life's out of control. You know what the definition of addiction is? When your life has become unmanageable. And it doesn't have to be completely unmanageable on every front. If you're overweight or obese, your life is unmanageable. If you're in debt, your life is unmanageable. You don't have to be in debt and overweight and hooked on drugs. Any one of these things can make your life unmanageable. And so this happened because I'm not coming from any lofty plane like I have it all figured out. I'm the worst addict I know. And over the course of my life, I've given up a lot of things, and I'm much happier for letting those toxic things go. I've not only given up alcohol, and in April I'll be 16 years sober, but I gave up smoking as a result because those were kind of twin addictions. I gave up all drug use, unless I'm in surgery and I need it because I'm not going to do surgery without anesthesia. I mean, if it's medically necessary, only for the period of time that it's absolutely medically necessary. I've also given up sugar, and I've given up meat and dairy products. And all of those things have liberated me. It's made it easier for me to control my weight. It's made me save. It's allowed me to save a whole bunch of money. And it's made me happier because I have more free time. I'm liberated from the bondage of all this terrible stuff.
Well, I love what you're saying because I went through the same thing. I mean, you know, I just walked away from drinking in 1990. But I have to ask you this question, too, because I know that this has been, you know, for a lot of people, getting to that place where they look at their lives and they say, I've had enough. Did you have to get to a place where things started to really break down in your life for a light bulb to go on?
Well, yeah, listen, when you're young and you're 18 and you're in your 20s, and I was from the work hard, play hard school of alcoholism. My dad was an alcoholic, but he was a functioning alcoholic who was an advertising executive, and he went to work every day and always bragged how he never missed a day of work, but maybe sometimes he should have missed a day of work because he was terribly hungover. And the same thing with me. I would go to work hungover and tell myself I was okay, but I was looking forward for the next drink to take away the pain. And when you're younger, you can do things like stay out late and get up for work the next day. But when you get older, you just can't do it anymore. So the road gets narrower. And also, what's cute behavior when you're in your 20s is very ugly behavior when you're in your late 30s. So when I hit 39, I hit a wall. I was like, this isn't fun. You know how they describe addiction. First it's fun, then it's fun with problems, and then it's just problems. And it just got embarrassing. I was lucky. I never had a DUI, but I embarrassed myself at parties and things like that. And I had one night where I really lost it. You know, I blacked out and I kissed the host and knocked him down a flight of stairs. And the next day a friend of mine I had gone to college with and I had partied with a lot, had recently gotten sober, and he kept bugging me. And I was like, mind your own business. And after that night, I called him up and I said, you know what, whatever, I'm done. You know, take me where you have to take me. And when I finally surrendered to my addiction, I had tried for years to use willpower. And in my book, Addict Nation, which I call an intervention for America, I explain exactly from a scientific standpoint why willpower does not work with addiction, but surrender does. It's a spiritual concept, but it actually has a scientific basis in fact. So it's very interesting to examine how willpower doesn't work when it comes to addiction. And I won't tell you the whole thing because I'll let you read the book and figure and get that insight because it's quite complicated. But it's explained in a simple way. But the bottom line is when I finally surrendered to the fact that I was completely powerless over alcohol and that I could not negotiate with it successfully, that I could not do it in moderation, and that the only power I had was the power to stay away from it, I suddenly felt liberated. It was like being born again, not in the religious sense, but I felt like I had my life back. I always say I know what it's like for somebody to get out of prison after doing a long term, because that's how I felt. When I finally got that monkey off my back and I realized I do not have to drink today, it was just that pink cloud they talk about, the euphoria. I got my life back because at the end, I mean, I never really had a choice. I was drinking alcoholically from the day I started because I came from an alcoholic family. So that is what I say in Addict Nation is whatever you're doing that you intellectually know, not such a good idea, but you can't stop yourself from doing it anyway. I don't care whether it's that piece of cake after work or the pills that you got for your back pain, but the back pain is kind of gone and you're still taking the pills, or the fast food burger you stop in and grab when you know this is like the worst thing for you to do. If you know on some level that it's not a good thing and you do it anyway, that's addiction. Okay? And you do it over and over again because you can never have enough. That's the whole point of addiction. So the only power you have is a dichotomy. The only power you have is the power to stay away from it. And in Addict Nation, I talk about food a lot because obviously it's a huge addiction. Now, people say, well, you could give up alcohol, but you can't give up food because you got to eat food every day. Yes, but there are ways to narrow the bad food playing field. You can just say no to certain aspects of food. For example, one out of every four Americans eats fast food every day in this country, even though there's ample evidence that fast food is linked to the obesity crisis. You don't have to watch, hopefully somebody's seen Super Size Me or Food Inc. or Fast Food Nation or any one of these movies and documentaries that outline it, and there's tons of books as well. If you simply say, just for today, like I don't drink alcohol, just for today I will not go into a fast food restaurant or outlet or franchise, I will not drive through a fast food drive-thru, just for today, one day at a time, right away the obesity crisis would start to plummet.
Well, this is really, you're now talking to my soul. You know, I watched my sister grow to 500 pounds and die on a hospital floor, Jane, because they couldn't turn her over to administer oxygen. So, you know, this is such an important conversation to have. And I'm so thrilled you have written this book. You know, aren't we stuck in this place? And I'd love to talk to you about this when we come back. Aren't we stuck in this place where the addiction has become a habit, which has become normal in our lives, so that we don't even see that sleeping with your text phone, with your cell phone by your ear every night is a problem. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And I battle tech addiction. I mean, I'm talking to you on a BlackBerry right now. I battle it. And I talk about it in my book, Addict Nation, which, by the way, is the irony and the dichotomy. You can get it online at Amazon.com. It's the fastest way to get it and the cheapest way.
I know. And you're listening to this show online, everybody, because, you know, there are some things about what we live in and the world we live in that is going to work for us and some things not. I'm so thrilled. We're going to take a short break. I'm so thrilled. This is a book for all of you out there that are thinking about your lives, thinking about your children's lives, thinking about taking that one change that you can make today. And you know what I'm saying? Make it. This is not a year for contemplation, it's a year for action. Jane Velez Mitchell, award-winning television journalist, host of the hit TV show Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN. When we come back, we're going to be talking about breaking the code, that code that all of us try to look at and recover from, that place we know as living life full out and doing it in a very sane way. We'll be right back.
Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Jane Velez Mitchell joining me here today. The book is Addict Nation. I'm going to tell you lots more about it later in the show. Jane, I want to get to some of, you know, some of the hotness in the book, because I know that your time is of the essence here. Let's talk about a couple of things that are seriously on people's plates. One is the lack of resources, but I want to get to something you say in the book. You have a section in the book that says gay is the new green. I was actually relieved to hear that. And I thought, let's chat about that. I don't know how many people talk with you about that, but I wanted to chat about that.
Well, it's the most controversial part of the book. And actually, I think I ask it as a question, is gay the new green? Because I certainly don't have the answers to these big questions. But here's the interesting thing, and of course it's very controversial, and the most criticism and the commentary I've gotten is on that in terms of people, you know, questioning me, although a lot of people have embraced all the other aspects of the book. But here's my point, and first of all, I'm an out gay woman, want to say that. The survival of our species used to depend on our ability to procreate, and we're getting to a point with global population soaring the way it is that the survival of our species and our planet is becoming increasingly dependent on limiting population growth. We have had more people added to this world since 1950, okay, since my parents were in their 30s, than in the entire history of humankind since man first walked upright. Okay, let me say that again. We've had more people added to this planet since 1950 than has been added to the world the entire history of humankind since people first walked upright. So our population is skyrocketing exponentially. We're expected to hit 9 billion people by 2050. And the fact is that scientists are telling us that we cannot sustain this kind of population growth. Now, we have a couple of choices. We can make a radical change in our lifestyle, particularly in the United States. One child born in the United States, according to some estimates, uses equivalent resources of 40 children born in a third world country. So the Duggars from TV have something like 700 plus children, if you count it in third world numbers, because of the resources that we use in this country. So we have to take a look at that and say, wait, what are we going to do about this? And we are animals, and nature has, throughout the course of time, come up with changes when the survival of the species is at stake, any species. So I asked, is it interesting? I simply asked the question, isn't it interesting that the gay rights movement is surging at the very time where the survival of the species is dependent not so much on the ability to procreate, but increasingly on the ability to limit procreation? And obviously, I say that because gay couples cannot procreate in the traditional, old-fashioned way. That's just a question I asked. I leave it to better minds to decide the question, but I think nobody should ever be afraid of a question. And I think it's a valid question. Now, let's talk a little bit about overpopulation.
Yeah, let's
and
do that.
What we as a culture can do about it. United States is 5% of the world's population, but it uses almost around 30% of the world's resources. Okay, this gets down to our addiction to overconsumption and the wreckage we're creating. What I tell everybody is start doing an inventory, which is a 12-step process. And in my book, Addict Nation, what I do is I use the 12 steps for all these sort of political environmental issues. So expanding the idea of the 12 steps beyond just alcoholism and drug addiction to other problems. And I suggest to everybody listening, do an inventory of everything you buy, use, consume for 5 days. You will blow your own mind and you will freak yourself out and you will change your ways. I did it. And when I started adding up all the paper cups and all the plastic cups and all the plastic bottles and all the plastic bags and all the crap, and I hope I can say that on your show, I purchased and accumulated, and how I would go out for one thing and come back with 10 things. Oh, that little tchotchke, you know, miniature flashlight that I saw on the way out. But see, I was completely unconscious. And then when I did the inventory, it made me conscious. It made me wake up to what I was doing. And the first step in all of this is to have a moment of clarity, as they say in the sobriety program, and wake up to what you're doing. See yourself objectively and all the wreckage you're creating. And realize that it's totally unnecessary. It's destroying the planet, and you're paying for it. All those free plastic bags, you're paying for them. And by the way, they last 1,000 years. So, you know, I saw a woman who was online in front of me, and she was buying a plastic water, water in a plastic bag, and she asked it to be double wrapped in two plastic bags. Water in a plastic bottle, and asked it to be wrapped in two plastic bags. And I said to her, really? You really need two plastic bags for that plastic bottle? And she said, mind your own business. And I said, it is my business. This is my planet you're destroying. Okay, along with being your planet. It's all of our planets. Those plastic bags last 1,000 years. The idiocy, someday, somebody from a future world, future culture will look back and dig up all these plastic bags that we've accumulated, and they'll say, what kind of primitive culture, you know, accumulated this stuff, destroying our natural world, creating every 20 minutes another species goes into extinction. All for what? So you don't have to use your brain to think about bringing a reusable bag to the grocery store because that's too much trouble for you.
We've reached sort of a level of insanity here.
The ultimate sense of entitlement. Look at Charlie Sheen. Look at the way Charlie Sheen behaves. Look at the way Lindsay Lohan behaves. We're behaving the same way. Before we continue to point the finger at them, why don't we look at ourselves and say, why do we feel so entitled to get plastic bags that are going to last 1,000 years that we are, by the way, paying for in so many different ways? In trash pickup, in the bigger cost of groceries, in the environmental wreckage it creates, all of that. And not to mention the chemicals that are in those things. And the fact that they come from oil and gas, which is a diminishing resource. Petroleum, petrochemicals, okay, those are what plastics come from. They come from petrochemicals, petroleum products, gasoline. If you were upset about the Gulf oil spill, then think twice before you use the plastic bottle and the plastic bag. And it's so easy. I mean, I outline in my book, there's a very easy way to reduce the bad consumer playing field. First of all, get rid of unnecessary plastic. You can bring a reusable cup. You can bring a reusable, they have reusable utensils that are made of environmentally correct bamboo that they sell at GoToWear. You can get them online. You can have a reusable plastic bag that you carry with you. They have those great Chico bags that roll up into a little ball. I stick them in my purse. You can also buy cruelty-free products that don't have a bunch of chemicals in them. If they're not tested on animals, they're not going to have 12,000 ingredients that are potentially toxic and you don't know how they interact with each other. Buy biodegradable, buy cruelty-free, not tested on animals, and when buying paper pack products, 100% recycled. And, of course, go vegan. Give up meat and dairy products. The amount of water and grain that it takes to make a cow or a pig could feed an entire village in the third world. We could eliminate world hunger today if we simply gave up meat and dairy products. Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere on this planet. But we are hogging, and I say that, pun intended, the resources for ourselves, and so that grain can't be distributed around the world. And we raise 10 billion farm animals for food in this country every year. We raise and kill 10 billion farm animals for food every year. Pigs, which have a higher IQ than dogs, are kept in torturous conditions, gestation crates, where they can never turn around or even scratch themselves. They become psychotic. They have to be pumped with antibiotics in order for them not to develop a host of diseases that will take them down. Imagine if you spent your entire life sitting in the middle seat of a crowded airplane. How soon would you become sick? Very quickly. So they pump them. 70% of all the antibiotics sold in this country are given to animals. So if you don't want to participate in cruelty, if you love your dog or cat, why are you eating factory farm food? So don't eat it. Don't drink dairy products. First of all, they're not good for us. This whole idea that milk does a body good is another one of these lies that we're taught. The fact is that we are the only species that steals the mother's milk from another species and drinks it for ourselves. Cow's milk was meant for cows, baby calves. It fattens baby calves up into big, giant animals very quickly. So we're drinking more dairy than any other country on Earth. And what's happening to us? We're getting fat and fatter. So it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out there's a connection between our overconsumption of meat and dairy products and our obesity crisis. And yet the government, while telling us to watch our weight, is actually fueling the obesity crisis by sending billions of dollars of subsidies to agribusiness, which is creating the cheap corn, which is going into the high fructose corn syrup and the factory farming, which is the pipeline of fast food. If you didn't have government agricultural subsidies, hamburgers would be much more expensive. A guy couldn't go into a fast food joint and gorge on three cheeseburgers because it would take too much out of his paycheck. So we have a problem in this country, and we are an addict nation, and we all need to stand up and say, enough. I'm going to throw the shackles of this consumer zombie mentality out, and I'm going to start thinking for myself. America was founded by rugged individualists, not consumer zombies. And I urge you to think for yourself. Go shop at the health food stores, which are more likely to be the mom-and-pop stores, and get the products that are not going to hurt you or the environment. And Addict Nation outlines how you can do this and save a ton of money and be happier and live a simple life and lose weight and get out of debt.
Well, and we're going to continue to talk about this, Jane, because I know you've got to go. I got to thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, I love the book. I love what your message is. And honestly, I hope that through this show and what we've done today, we're going to help a lot of people go through that attitude adjustment you talk about in the book.
I've got it all figured out. I'm sharing my experience, strength, and hope because I've grappled with all of this for so many years. Thank you. And I appreciate the chance to be of service to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Jane. Much more to come. Jane Velez Mitchell joining us here today. We'll be right back, and I'm going to share lots more about Addict Nation, tell you where to get the book and much more. Thank you, Jane, for joining us today. Awesome. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I don't know where I go after that, but yeah, no, I think I do know where I go. First, let me tell you, I want to make an announcement, and I want to thank VoiceAmerica.com for their support. This weekend, March 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're doing something unprecedented. We're broadcasting live 30 hours this weekend from the floor of one of the largest women's shows in the country, the Northwest Women's Show. 25,000 women will be walking through there over the weekend. They're actually expecting more if it rains, which is kind of interesting in the Seattle area. We are launching our Global Prosperity Initiative. And the idea came to me several weeks ago. And I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the kind of fire that Jane Velez Mitchell has. And here's what happened. I don't watch the news much, but I happen to be turning on the news to watch whatever it was. I don't even actually know. But what I saw was the headlines about what was going on in Wisconsin. Then, of course, you know, the protest in Egypt. So there were a lot of things that were happening where I realized that people are standing up. Then I was introduced to a film, which I went to see in the screening in Seattle. The film is called Ghetto Physics. The producer, director of the film is Will Arntz. Now, Will was one of the folks, masterminds, behind the film and the book, What the Bleep Do We Know? And so Will partnered with E. Ray Brown, who was the originator of the idea, and he had crafted a small book that was, Will the Real Pimps and Hoes Please Stand Up? And so the reason I'm talking about this is because I got a sneak preview online to view this film several weeks ago. And I actually watched it three times because, you know, the language, if you're not familiar with the street language, it can be shocking. But I grew up in the projects, so very familiar with the language. the question gets raised around all of us on this planet that live here. We're either a pimp or we're either a hoe, or we're both. And so there, when I combined all of this together, it got really clear to me that I wasn't doing enough to get the message out into the world. And so I decided to schedule 3 days of programming from the Northwest Women's Show. Now, I didn't have a clue how this was going to happen, but I'm gifted to know a very talented technical engineer, technical genius, many, many words for him, from Germany. His talent combined with Linda, my producer's gumption to reach out and get, you know, some of the top people to join us, along with the networks that have said yes to either playing or replaying the interviews, has been profound. VoiceAmerica.com has generously offered to air close to 6 hours of the programming over a weekend schedule. So I want to thank everyone, Tacy Trump, Jeff Spinard, everybody at Voice America, for saying yes to helping us get this message out. Now, most of the other networks that I'm on have said, we want to be part of this. WBLQ out in Rhode Island, AM on the dial, 1230. It's going to be broadcasting Saturday and Sunday. CBS Radio is going to be broadcasting parts of Saturday and Sunday. VBS is going to be broadcasting, I think, Saturday and Sunday. I'm trying to stay in touch with all of this. But honestly, all you all need to know is that starting tomorrow morning at 9, going through Sunday at 5 till 5, you'll be able to go to one place, transformationtalkradio.com, click on the Listen Live button, and listen to some of the leaders in the field of human potential, people that get the message that Jane Velez Mitchell is talking about. And so I'm going to be interviewing E. Ray Brown from the floor of the Northwest Women's Show. Now, what's kind of interesting about this is I love how everything is coming into place. Now, what does it mean? Because I think, as Jane did in her book in defining what addiction is, I think I need to define what global prosperity means. For me, this is not about buying more. It's not about having more. It's about having the attitude that we are here to be in service of each other and to be in service of this planet so that all can thrive. This is not to thrive at the expense of another. It's not to thrive at the expense of the planet. This is about understanding that prosperity, as Jane said about addiction, prosperity and behavior is an inside job. But it takes action. And so the question then becomes, what are you willing to do today to take action on the behalf of this planet and the people in this planet, on this planet? So this is going to be a weekend. Let me just tell you a little bit about some of the folks that have signed up for this, just so you know. And again, I want to thank World Talk Radio, Voice America, Talk Radio Network for saying yes. I have been a host on that network as a matter of fact, that was my first hour of radio as a host, was on World Talk, well, it was on Voice America, because I don't think World Talk existed then. It was on voiceamerica.com. Back in the day, as they say, before anybody had an iPod, anybody was listening to the internet, the equipment that we worked on was archaic compared to what you just heard today. And so this is, for the most part, one of the most exciting times that we live in. Why? Because all of us get to take a stand for something. You know, my thing is thriving. I don't see what Jane sees every day. Her job puts her in front of some of the most critical issues on the planet. And so her response to this is in writing the book, Addict Nation, An Intervention for America. This is her passion, as you heard. This is going to get at the core of all of us understanding that we are stripping the planet and its people of their birthright to thrive. And thriving is not about greed. It is about understanding internally we have full control at happiness in our lives. It's not about ego. It is about free will. And so we didn't know who would show up to support us in this weekend event. And the list is growing. The list is growing. It's just growing. You know, it's growing beyond anything that I can even imagine. Let me just give you an idea. Susan Smith-Jones, Joe Vitale, Auriella O'Neill, John Holland, Doreen Virtue, Don Jose Ruiz, James Redfield, Dee Wallace, E. Raymond Brown, Colette Baron-Reed, Rhonda Britton, Marie Manucci, Cheyenne Sela, Dr. Ronnie Deluz, Crystal Andrus, John DeMartini, Eric Pearl, Steve Maraboli, Dougal Frazier, Caroline Sutherland, Peggy McCall, Yvonne Oswald, and Olivia Newton-John and Amazon John will join us on Earth Day. The list continues to grow. We're promising to bring you programming that you'll be able to listen to over and over and over again so that you can look at your life and think, I can make a change for myself. And more importantly, I can make a change to help this planet and the people on it. And so when Jane Velez Mitchell, when Jane talks about some of the things she talks about in the book and backs it up with some staggering statistics, you can't help but pay attention to this. You can't help. And so here we are, and we're looking at our lives, and what the message is, and this is what I love about this, is there is another way. That's the message in her book. That's the message for us this weekend. That's the message for all of us to stop talking about an economic downturn. Let's start talking about an economic upturn. Let's start talking about a consciousness upturn. Let's start talking about a green planet upturn. Let's start talking about how we can stand up for rights that we absolutely believe we have. You know, let's talk about what it meant for the people in Wisconsin to say, no more, no mas, I have had enough. You know, what does it take for all of us to say, you know what? I worked for this company 30 years and daggone it, they promised me a pension and healthcare benefits and I'm going to hold them accountable to it. What is it going to take for us to come together to say, we do have a voice. We do know what we're talking about. We do have something to say. When we come back, I'm going to share some of the things from Jane's book that will shock you, startle you, and hopefully catapult you into action. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health,
Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Jane Velez Mitchell, the book is Addict Nation, An Intervention for America. You can find this book just about anywhere. As we said before, Jane is just incredible on her award-winning television journalist and host of the hit TV show Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell. And you just got to, you know, just hear a snippet of how passionate she is about this. And she goes into a lot of detail. A lot of detail about what is really going on. The book is filled not just with information from radio and television, but statistics. You know, some troubling statistics. You know, she goes on to talk about the celebrities that we love to hate and talking about the addiction we have as stargazers. You know, how we can, you know, so focus on the woes of some of these people without compassion. You know, for example, Christina Aguilera, when I heard what happened to her, my heart went out to her. And yet we're so quick to criticize and shine a light on some of these folks without having compassion. But we, in any event, we are right there watching them and shining the light. American Idol, to have as many millions and millions of people from across the globe that vote every week, you know, to be plugged in at that level. But that's not the only thing that she talks about. She talks about addiction and the fact that addiction always gets down to motive. And the question that she asks is, why are we so interested in these celebrities? Why are we so interested in some of the things we are interested in? So get ready to explore the world that she talks about. And I'm going to tell you what some of this is. You know, she's pretty much covered addictions from all over the place. Let me tell you what they are. The stuffers, the folks that are addicted to consumption, the farmers with the pH, addicted to pharmaceuticals, the cybers, addicted to technology, the stargazers, addicted to celebrity, the players, addicted to sex, the bloodlusters, addicted to crime, the punishers, addicted to incarceration, the breeders, addicted to procreation, the gluttons, addicted to food, the scrubbers, addicted to cleanliness, the mongers, addicted to war, and the sober's addicted to emotion, the sober's emotional sobriety. So take a look, as she suggested, at your life. And if there's something in your day that you can't do without, or if you can't go for an hour without checking to see if you've got a text message, what do you think might be going on there psychologically and behaviorally? Now, many of you would say, well, wait a minute. My boss only talks to me through my text phone. I have to have my text. I have to be looking at it. I have to be plugged in. You know, this is kind of an interesting challenge all of us have. You know, this is the place where we have to get really clear. You know, which part of our lives are we addicted to that next fast food stop that we have to make? One of the fastest growing segments of addiction that is very, it's hard to really even find people that will even address it, is our addiction to child pornography. And it's, you know, this is something that's worldwide. There are some safeguards on the internet, certainly for it, but the growing rate that is occurring worldwide is staggering, staggering, to the point where when a child goes missing, the hearts of the parents and the people in the neighborhood, they see an end for that child in several ways. One, of course, they see the place of death, which is so heartbreaking. But the other place they see is the place of abuse. What might be happening to my child? You know, what might be happening? And so this is a time, I think, for all of us to take a look within, and beyond all of that, to take a stand. What are you willing to stand up for in this moment today? I really have taken that look at myself over the past month, and I'm rediscovering the voice that I had when I was in my 20s and my 30s and, you know, stood up with people like Gloria Steinem. And, you know, we were talking about this during the break. Mikey and I were talking about this during the break. You know, you can look for icons in some of the other movements that have happened in this country and worldwide. You can see them, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. But we were saying, when we ask about the women's movement, who are the faces that show up today? Do young women even know who Gloria Steinem is? Do they have a sense of what Bella Abzug did? You know, where has that information gone? And so someone asked me the other day, where has the women's movement gone? And I think these are great questions to ponder. I certainly have spent a lot of time. I hope you will join us this weekend for this live broadcast, because we're going to be talking about the many faces of prosperity, the many faces of prosperity, and what this means, and how we can reach out globally to spread the word about thriving, about joy, about peace, and about creating an upturn in the message that's prevailing in this world. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. You are the best listeners everywhere, and certainly you have been with me since 2003 on voiceamerica.com and 2004 on some of my other stations. And my commitment to you is to provide you with the best positive talk, uplifting, life-changing talk radio that I can. I want to thank you. I want to thank Jane Velez Mitchell for joining me here today. And I want to thank all the networks that support the Dr. Pat Show, and say this to all of you. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? If not action, then what? Please join me. You're going to hear lots more about what we're doing for a global prosperity campaign and initiative. Lots more to come, but this is the kickoff weekend. And I want to thank all of the people that have said yes, and I've read their names, that are going to be joining us. It is the most incredible thing I have done in a long time. And thanks to all of you. For more information, please go to www.thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to ttrnetwork.com anyway, or just go to Google Dr. Pat and bam, you're there. Thank you all. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.